I wonder what comes to your mind when you think about growing your hope, strengthening your hope. I know we tend to think of things like, well, know the Bible, memorize the Bible, be around other people who encourage us, and all of that is true, and yet in this section, where Paul is talking about hope, he's talking about being sanctified, being set apart to God with this encouragement in our lives. It's very interesting that Paul, as he talks about growing in hope, talks about things that probably were not on any of our list if we were asked how we grow in hope. In fact, they are almost, in a sense, uncomfortable, awkward. Paul immediately, talking about sanctification and growing in hope, talks about sex. That's on his list. We need to have a vision of the world and a vision of the world that includes the idea that there is good sex. And he talks about hard work. We tend to think of hopefulness as something external that happens to us. Not many of us think about hard work in relation to growing in hope. And finally, he talks about hopeful death.